Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. How deeply grateful I am you chose to be with me on this beautiful December 15th day, 2018. We're going to look at why are we? I get a lot of little emails with little one-liners from time to time. They come after maybe a radio program or two where I've talked about a specific subject, and then they kind of split off and want to know about other things. And I thought, wow, this would be a great show if we talked about it. Why are we doing this? Why are we doing that? So we're going to take a look at that. We're going to look at three of them today, and hopefully I'll be able to answer the questions and possibly give some decent insight here for all of you. I want to remind you, we're in our fundraising drive here at Aspire. Our mystery donor is matching donations. This is how we pay for airtime of our radio program, our TV program. We're going to be showing new TV programs here in the near future. What is the point of it all? They haven't aired in years. They are really interesting. They're the reason why we live. I mean, what is the point of going through everything we go through and doing the things we do? And we're going to talk about that in the TV programs. But all of this is paid for by your tax-deductible gift, your donations. They're the only things that make it possible for me to be here with you right now on this program, on this satsang. So I hope that if you are listening, you have maybe gained something from the programs, that you will help us sustain our program by making a contribution. It is only through your loving kindness that any of this happens. If you go to the website at aspire.org, you will see on the splash page a year-end donations. Just click on that. It will guide you, tell you exactly how to do it, what your benefits are. You get the message of the month, access to the podcast, video casts, and commentaries each and every month, and all of the discourses that I have given over the many years of my broadcasting life here on Aspire. All of the beautiful discourses on, well, nobody likes you anyway. What's the point of it all would be one of them. A life worth living. Oh, golly, From the Heart of the Tao, The Sound of One Hand Clapping. There are so many. Go and take a look. These offerings will help you immensely with your practice, with making effort. Okay, let's get into it. The first question, why are we killing the planet? And this is from Jason in Virginia. Why are we killing the planet? I can tell you why. It's really simple. It's not earth-shattering. First of all, you have to understand we live out of the basic nature of our DNA, which is kind of the old adage, you know, kill or be killed kind of thing. And that's where most of us live our life. We live in the the primitive aspect of ourselves, wanting to sustain our life through the primitive measures of just kill or be killed, get what you want, you know, don't think about the consequences kind of thing, the animal part of us. So we don't take a great deal of interest in our planet. We just take it for granted, like we do most everything in our life that supports us and takes care of us. We just don't get it. We're too busy being busy with whatever we're busy with. So in essence, when you start to look at why are we killing the planet, we're killing it because convenience is more important to us than the insight to see what we're doing, making money, having corporations and organizations, governments that sustain and support the idea of commerce over conscience. And you have to have some sense of conscience about this world. That's the way the pedestrian mentality works. And that hasn't been impressed enough upon people. So here we are. Why are we killing the planet? Because our ignorance has become our knowledge. That is why. Our ignorance about this world, how the world works, the nature of life, the delicateness of nature itself. We don't want to know about that. We're not interested in that. We're interested in social media and who's bullying who. I was astounded today as I was reading the news a little bit. And I don't generally do this, but it caught my eye. I couldn't help it. Why everybody is now in an uproar over Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. They're accusing the story of bullying, of making fun of someone who is different, blah, blah, blah. I can just see the millennials on board on this one. They don't think things through because they didn't have to ever really think. But here we are. This was in the Washington Post or the Huff, as it was, Washington Huff. And they did a little video, I guess, on it. I haven't seen it. Over 5.5 million people responded to it because it looked like bullying to... So the reason I bring this up is here's our ignorance at play, and here we are looking at it from a typically, what do I want to say, socially moronic point of view, and thinking that we can take offense. Everybody's offended all the time. This offense, our attentions are taken away from these trivial things. And we're not really seeing the bigger picture, as it were, here, Jason. So the planet should be one of our most important concerns. Instead, we're arguing over Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Yeah, that's what we're concerned about, bullying. Rudolph is a modern-day parable. It has nothing to do with being or accentuating being bullied. I sit here in awe of the stupidity of the American public. I just do. And so when you start to think about why the planet is the way it is due to our stupidity. We don't take care of it. We don't take care of much of anything except whatever is ours. And even that, I'm finding people don't take really good care of. They're too easily distracted from what the real purpose of life is all about. Taking care of the planet and destroying the planet as we are doing is simply a matter of convenience. And corporations have found big business in it because we don't want to be bothered. We don't want to pick up our trash or recycle it or do any of the things we're supposed to be doing because we don't get it. We just don't get it. So what can I say to you, Jason? You have to be the cog in the wheel that does the things that are kind to the planet about recycling and everything. And all of us, including me, have been guilty of misdemeanors and all of this. But now we can't have misdemeanors in all of this. I think a lot of people just don't want to be inconvenienced. They don't want to have to think about taking care of something that they initially believe doesn't really take care of them. I know you think, what do you mean by that? I have heard many, many, many people say that, you know, the earth will take care of itself and blah, blah, blah. This is all normal. We don't want to care for it. We don't think we have to. We don't think we should. And we don't think it's our responsibility. But I do. And I think it's a part of an authentic spiritual practice to take care of the earth as much as we possibly can. And the sad part about it all is, Jason, we don't care about anything until it's usually too late. And then, oh my, here it is. And we already know from what we've read from scientists that it is already too late. And I'm saddened by that. The kind of world we're handing down to our children is pathetic and sad. And is very hurtful to me. I'm sure it is to you too. We have no sense of authenticity and love. We try to ignore our stupidity, and we can't. We ignore everything that is really important, and we make our life impossible. Ignorance has become our knowledge, and we pride ourselves on our ignorance, and we stereotype people, liberal Democrats or Republicans or conservatives. We stereotype everybody. It's politically okay to stereotype people. It's not racially correct, obviously, and genetics, it's not considered to be a good thing to do. Our gender problems are immense. We have a lot of problems with behavior. We are a mess. Ultimately, we are nothing but a conglomerate of stupidity that we have made as a form of knowledge. And, you know, you can't help people. You just really can't. Everybody wants to think of themselves as being open-minded and all of that, but truly, they're not. We are closed-minded. We are judgmental, and we don't care a lick about anything unless it affects us. So until that changes, and I doubt if it's ever going to change, all we can do is individually take care of the planet, take care of life, see the oneness in it all, and see the whole experience of life. And you need to examine, all of us do, me included, how my ignorance has become my knowledge. I hope that helps you, Jason. Please forgive me. Namaste. The next one. Why do we kill each other and commit suicide? It's on the rise. Henry, and he is writing me from Florida. I have so many thoughts on this subject. Again, what the American public, what the world does not realize is natural impulse. Darwin was right about natural selection. He was also correct about our DNA and how our DNA is predominant. Where there is no sense of seeking the authenticity of an authentic spiritual practice, there will only be what is left in genetic heritage. In my genetic heritage and how I live in my genetics, I will revert to my DNA, this primitive part of me that's do or die, kill or be killed mentality. And the sad thing about it all is that we are territorial in this DNA. I think every child that goes through high school should have to read, Sapiens, Homo Deus, and Behave, those three books. They should have to be read before a person leaves high school, but that'll never happen. Instead, we get these absolutely ridiculous books on American history and world history and all that other stuff that has nothing to do with the reality of a given situation. They're edited and all sorts of information is removed and new stories are put in as a form of information, which is our ignorance once again being made our knowledge, and we go from there, and we're just really happy to read all this stuff and think that we are the greatest nation in the world. I was reading statistics the other day. Suicide is up. The longevity of the average person in America is down because there are more suicides now than ever before. People can't figure out why they should live. The corporate noose is around our necks. We have done this to ourselves. We bought into theories and allegations about terrible things that our governments have done, all governments, not just ours, everybody's government. We buy it. We think of ourselves as being patriotic, and anyone who questions what a government does or what has happened is now not patriotic. They're evil, bad, whatever. The reason we kill is because basic DNA, and the American public is only interested in government protecting them. That's what government's job is to the average person. So, not to be political, but you have to understand they're not going to protect you. They're going to destroy you. And that's exactly what they want to do. They're thinning out their herd. They do it through all sorts of means and methods. They don't want us to know. They don't want us to believe in these things. But frankly, I've read so much about all of this conspiracy and the theories about it. And I don't put it past government to do anything that we're experiencing in our health care, in our health. I mean, just look at the way government handles your health care. Do you think they're trying to protect you? You see, you have to have a clear understanding of the bigger picture. I am not here to promote any kind of political agenda, because I have none. I'm just observing, like you might be observing, what's really going on and what this is all about. We are actually paying through our taxes the government to do terrible things to us in the name of protecting us. Now, why do I need that protection? Because that appeals to my DNA. If it appeals to my DNA, then I think it's right. If I want to get you on my side, I say the things that your DNA can hear, like you need to be protected. You need to fight and kill those people who would be, hurting you or the threat to you in some manner or another. And this is the way we live. Now, in living in such a manner, we make it impossible for us to awaken spiritually. So we don't care about any sense of, shall we say, authentic spiritual practice. Why would we? Why would we? We have to face our DNA, and we have to face the manner of our survival. So you find people who, well, like to kill for that. Yeah, young men love to go out and kill for that. They play video games where they're killing each other in war, practicing killing. Call to Duty, one of the bigger videos that young men like to play, with the whole idea of accentuating their DNA. And in doing so, in accentuating it through emotionality, they put into motion some really ugly things in their life. These ugly things that they put into their life eventually become their life. I've seen documentaries, I'm sure you have too. I'm very curious about these things, about human behavior and psychology, where these young men are thinking that playing video games will get them ready for combat. They get into combat eventually, of course, and they're shocked that people actually die. And they come home, if they come home, and they're paralyzed emotionally and psychologically from war because they didn't know it wasn't a, forgive me, damn video game. They're not very bright. Americans are not bright people. We're not smart. We're clever, but we're not wise. And we don't use our technology to serve humankind and bring us all into the oneness of love. We use it to divide, to threaten, and to kill each other because we think, well, through our DNA, that primitive part of us, that we need to fight for our survival. It's either kill or be killed, and that's why. suicide is for those who just don't have whatever that is inside them to kill another person, but yet they will kill themselves. And I think it bespeaks of a great illness in our culture and our society. I am terribly upset about it personally, that this is the way we have lived and come to. And I might add just this one little thing. This all started with the JFK murder and went on from there. We are not informed. We don't know our history, and we don't know the truth, and it seems that we don't care to know the truth. Henry, it's an issue. The only thing you can do is transcend. You either become a part of this madness, this insanity in this world, or you transcend it. And that's what spirituality, authentic spirituality, is all about. To realize the nature of your being, the nature of your life, the nature of your soul, and to transcend. It's all there is. And that is done through meditation, through personal practice. It is done through making kindness and compassion more important than what you think of as social liberation. I hope that rang a bell in you. Please forgive me. Namaste. The last question from Randy in Colorado. Why are we so hateful? That's all he wrote. I was so struck by the simplicity of his beautiful question. Why are we so hateful? Because, as I said a little earlier, ignorance is our knowledge. We love our ignorance. Doesn't matter how ignorant I am about a given subject, if it fits my emotionality, I'll go with it. I love it. When I make ignorance my knowledge, my only knowledge, my only stance, my position, in fact, most people wouldn't even understand what that means, making ignorance their knowledge. They probably wouldn't even understand that. You can't govern people's behavior. We're hateful because we live out of the fear of our own survival in DNA and our genetic pride, the ancestry of our human body. We live strictly for the physical, by the physical, in the physical. We don't do anything other than that. How can it be anything else? Randy, how could it be anything else? Look at us. Look how easy it is to tempt you with hate, to make you prejudicial. Just give it a consideration. Just look at it. Look at how things work and don't work in this world. Anything that gets done through the bias of hatred and fear, not love and compassion. There are people out there, wonderful people, who are trying to do things that go against the grain of genetic pride and the misery of DNA. But to be honest with you, it's a long haul. And when push comes to shove, as it were, hate always wins out because it's a matter of survival and thinking that we will survive through hate. And as long as we are convinced that we will survive through hatred and fear, the world is going to have the situations it's in, where people are at war, where people are doing unkind things, where people are hurting each other and themselves, and there's nothing we're going to be able to do about it. It is the nature of this world. And there's nothing I can say that would change all of that. Nothing at all. It's a matter of love, compassion, forgiveness, transcendence. I'm out of here. I hope that helped a little bit, Randy. I hope this helped you, the audience. I really do. Maybe something I said tripped a chord in you. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. I'll be back on the air tomorrow morning. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.